We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Fall and Rise. It's the story of 9/11. Mitchell Zukov, the author of the number one bestseller, 13 Hours, has finished his 17-year compilation of events surrounding 9/11 with detailed accounts of what happened that fateful day. With never-before-released details about the victims, the attackers, and the buildings themselves, Mitchell Zukov joining us live with more. Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Jackie.
So I received the copy last week of your book, Fall and Rise, which I have not been able to actually put down. It's almost 700 pages. I'm almost done with it. It's an incredible account. How are you able to come up with all of this information?
Oh, thank you. It really, as you just said, it's been almost a two-decade journey for me. It is, you know, the sort of the culmination of everything I've been working for really a 30-year career. And because it matters so much, because, you know, a lot of these stories have never been told, and once I started digging into it and creating hundreds of dossiers and files on people, I knew that that would be the heart and soul of the story. And over the course of these 17-plus years since 9/11, we've gotten so much information that that became kind of the scaffolding. I could build a timeline, a hundreds and hundreds of page timeline of a minute-by-minute account, and then drape onto it the story of these people who trusted me, stories of people, frankly, who didn't survive, whose families decided to share their stories, some for the first time. And so this became the culmination of really my career.
Well, it's, as I said, it's incredible. And a lot of the details you said did actually come out in the days subsequent to 9/11, but were forgotten. And I don't want to give away too much in the book, but you do tell the story of the three particular women who were taking their journey to California, two separate flights. Both flights crash into the World Trade Center, and one of the victims' brothers was in the building at the time. These stories are incredible.
Thank you. Yeah, the story of Ron Clifford and his sister Ruth and her daughter Juliana, it blew me away. When Ron decided to trust me and tell me this story, and it's all verified, and on top of that, he was a hero that day. So as incredible as it was that his sister was on the second plane, Flight 175, Ron is there for a business meeting. He wasn't supposed to be at the Trade Center. He's at the Marriott. And he sees, you know, after the first plane comes in, he sees a woman wandering into the lobby, terribly burned, Jenny Ann Maffeo. And he goes to her. And he's a hero. He gets down on the marble floor with her, and he's covering her, and he's comforting her. She had not yet gone into shock, and so he's getting information from her that he can communicate to the doctors. He communicates to her sister, who I also spoke with. And Ron doesn't realize, of course, that his sister is on the plane that has just now struck the South Tower above him. He feels the vibrations when the plane hits the tower, and it travels down to the ground and through the Marriott attached to the Trade Center. So telling stories like that, and by knowing Ron, it's so much more important than if we just sort of treat 9/11 as kind of almost like a math problem. Like, okay, we count four hijackings, 19 hijackers, nearly 3,000 dead. We know the numbers, but we have to know the names. And that's the only way we're going to connect a generation who has no memories of it and to refresh those of us who were there, who lived through it, but now it starts to fade.
And, you know, I in the very beginning of the book, actually in the foreword, you address the conspiracy theories, and then you basically don't even acknowledge them. You just say this is a true story. And but you do, when you talk about the buildings and the construction, you do talk a lot about the myths about the buildings in terms of what they could withstand in terms of an aircraft flying into them and the flame retardant foam. You do address all of these issues. And this book is also an education for many of us.
Oh, thank you. I felt it was important to do that because I didn't just want it to be, as much as important as the human stories are, I wanted to be a thorough, comprehensive account of why did the buildings fall and why did these things happen. And certainly, as you look deeper and deeper into the construction of these buildings, they were oversold in terms of their construction and in terms of their capability and even in terms of safety measures. There were too few stairwells for buildings those sizes. And so the idea is, look, there are some wonderful books about 9/11 out there, and I respect them and I respect their authors, but there isn't one comprehensive account that is, I hope, readable and thorough enough where you could hand it to someone and say, this is what happened, this is why it happened, and you're not going to read an entire shelf of books, but maybe you'll give this one a try.
Well, it is fantastic. I don't even know if they're going to make a movie about it, because I know they did make a movie about 13 Hours, because it is such a devastating story and it is so unbelievably sad. But it is a remarkable detail of 9/11. Thank you so much for sharing it with us. It's on bookstore shelves today, isn't that right?
Yes, it is. It's Fall and Rise, and I hope you enjoy it. And Jackie, thanks for having me on.
Oh, my pleasure. Mitchell Zukoff, the author of Fall and Rise, The Story of 9/11. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.